For decades, Western oil companies have been drilling in oil-rich Nigeria and in the process polluting both the water and the land. This morning, word comes of what is thought to be the biggest settlement ever with a community in Africa, Royal Dutch Shell offering compensation over oil spills that devastated fishing and agriculture in the Niger Delta. NPR's Africa correspondent Afebia Quist-Arkton joined us for more. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
And Afebia, give us firstly a thumbnail of what actually happened, the oil spill disaster that actually happened there.
We are told that it's the worst oil spill ever suffered in Nigeria. And that was in 2008 in the Bodo community in the Niger Delta, Nigeria's oil producing area. And we're told that these two oil spills destroyed thousands of acres, hectares of mangroves. Of course, the fishing is the livelihood of the community. And Shell, we're told, first offered them a paltry, as they say, $10,000, not even. Of course, the lawyers said no, the community said no, because the environmental damage was so huge.
And that was $10,000 for the entire community. But what are they now settling on? Quite a bit more money, right? And also to individuals affected by the spills.
Considerably more, $83.5 million, once they brought in lawyers from Britain, and this case has taken place in London, up to $53 million is being given to 15,000 fishermen and farmers from the Bodo community. But they say that much more needs to be done to clean up. That is a priority, as well as the community in the Niger Delta. They feel that they have never benefited from oil. They need schools, they need hospitals, they need development.
So that cleanup you speak of, that would affect, you know, the whole region. Is that part of the settlement?
Well, this is an ongoing battle with Shell. This one is for these two oil spills. But Renee, this case in London may open the gates to other communities in Nigeria's Niger Delta, also saying to Shell, you have devastated our environment. We want you to compensate us, and in a meaningful way. And let me just add that Shell often says that some of these communities sabotage the pipelines to steal and siphon fuel, saying that they are the cause of the oil spills, but not in this case with the Bodo community. They have settled.
NPR's Africa correspondent Afebia Quist-Arkton, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Renee.